Deepa and I are in the same studio hosting together from NPR in Washington, D.C., which is great for me because I live here.
And I'm usually on the other coast in Alameda, California. We're sharing a workplace this week, this studio. Hey, Scott. And this next conversation is all about working with our colleagues. Is there such a thing as being too nice at work? Tessa West says absolutely. She's a professor of psychology at New York University who literally wrote a book about people who are jerks at work. Yep, that's the title. And she says being overly positive is akin to being accidentally jerky. That can harm your relationships, but she also has solutions for us. When I spoke with Tessa West last September, I asked her to give me some examples of being too nice or too positive at work that cross into being problematic.
I think this is a hard kind of pill for people to swallow, this idea that you can actually be too nice. And I just want to be really clear, I'm not talking about kind of saying your please and thank yous and being polite at work. I'm really kind of talking about when we're giving feedback to one another in those situations where it's really essential that we're honest and we're specific in that feedback. So what we tend to see in the workplace is when people are nervous about being honest, when they are concerned about the impression that they're going to make, when they're really anxious, they tend to give very general positive feedback that's not super useful. Feedback like, you've done great, that was wonderful, not really backing that feedback up with anything substantial about what was great or what was wonderful about what you did. And so I think just kind of transitioning away from thinking about broad, general, positive feedback to kind of more specific feedback helps us get over that hump of this niceness that's often really more about us and our own anxiety than it is about the person that we're giving the feedback to.
So in some ways, what I'm hearing in this, in giving feedback, there's room for praise, but there should also be room for some constructive criticism. And if you don't, you may be doing harm to your coworkers. How is it harmful?
Yeah, I think this is something that's really fascinating to kind of study as a social scientist. When you're not getting this specific feedback, you don't actually learn how to grow or change. And kind of one unforeseen consequence of this is that when it comes time for promotion or to switch jobs, to get recommendations from someone, people are kind of putting information out there about you that's very generic and positive, and that type of feedback won't actually help you get promoted. It won't help you get hired. People see that type of feedback as a little bit disengaged and even lazy sometimes. Well, they must not really know anything about this person, or they don't even really care that much to get into the details. And that's where it becomes kind of very harmful, in addition to you not really knowing what you should be doing better to improve at work.
Though I have to say, Tessa, I feel like people crave feedback, and honestly, don't we all crave positive feedback? And so maybe if you're not getting it from your bosses, and maybe it's because you haven't earned it, or we don't know why you're not getting it from your bosses, but then you may get it from other coworkers, which may end up kind of inflating your sense of how well you're doing in your job or some job achievement that's not actually true to job performance. But it does feel good to get that. It's like you maybe want that from someone. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I think getting that kind of feedback is essential as well. I think where we actually really make the mistake is pitting kind of positive feedback against constructive feedback. What we should be getting is specific feedback over general feedback. And that specific feedback can be positive too. It can be framed in terms of what we should be doing more of. And I actually think we aren't great at doing that at work, either, you know, peer to peer or boss to employee. I love it when you do this one thing. I would love to see you do more of that thing to help you improve. And that is the kind of praise that is super useful at work. I don't actually think it's good that all the feedback we get is critical, even if it's constructive. We need to also know what we should be doing more of and what we should keep doing. And that is the type of positive feedback that we should be giving to one another, you know, either just to build camaraderie with one another or to improve if you're giving it to your boss or they're giving it to you.
I really take heart from the fact that you also say if you're too nice, if you're the one dishing out the niceness to colleagues, it can impact you physically. How?
I've been studying what people are actually thinking and feeling when they're trying to be nice for 20 years. And one of the fascinating things that we've seen in my work is we measure people's physiology. We measure their cardiovascular responses. usually when you're trying to be too nice, you have blood pressure that's through the roof. You're showing these responses that looks like you're on a treadmill. And it's mostly, really an effort to kind of regulate your own stress and anxiety. So while you're feeling anxious and these cues of anxiety are leaking out of you, you're fidgeting, you're avoiding eye contact, that's when you tend to be the nicest. That's when the behaviors you can control, like what you say, come out as kind of disingenuinely nice. You are wonderful. That was great. A couple of my colleagues, Wendy Mendez and Michael Krauss, coined this the brittle smiles effect. And I think that sort of perfectly captures what happens when we're trying to be nice when we actually feel very uncomfortable.
I'm wondering how maybe when the pandemic hit and we all transitioned to remote and hybrid work, you know, then we were all on Zoom. And I'm wondering if there's truth to the fact that being online and not in person, you know, made it easier to be kind of too nice, and that's just continued.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that happened during the pandemic that really sort of laid the groundwork for this. So one, a lot of the meetings we had involved a lot of people. And so there's a lot of impression management concerns going on. When people were giving feedback in those settings, when they were speaking up, they were really trying to impress a lot of people at once. There wasn't a lot of kind of one-on-one interaction. And I think the second thing that happened was most of our interactions at work were formalized. They were in meetings that were scheduled on our calendars. And these are the types of interactions where people tend to be the least genuine when they are putting their happy face on in front of their coworkers. So you strip those things away. You put people back in the office. There's more organic, natural interactions that are kind of occurring, you know, in the hallway or in line to get coffee. And most of those interactions aren't formalized. They're not with 30 other kind of faces watching you. Those are the kind of key ingredients to getting people to let their guard down and give kind of more genuine, honest feedback. The Zoom room is the kind of perfect combination of factors that lead to this effect of people being overly nice in an effort to kind of manage their own impressions.
So give us some solutions then. One is maybe more in-person one-on-one, I just heard you say. Do you have any other actionable tips to share with us?
I do. I think kind of the first thing people should think about is this culture of niceness. You might be assuming more people are on board with it than they actually are. There's a bit of pluralistic ignorance around this. And basically that means everyone thinks everyone else likes this. But in reality, most people actually kind of want this critical type of feedback. And when they're getting just general nice feedback, they're seeing it as lazy and disengaged. So kind of reading the room, finding out from people what type of feedback they prefer. And I think actually framing it as a question. Do you want the type of feedback that's going to feel good and be general and nice? Or do you prefer kind of more specific feedback, even if it's a little critical? And giving those people a choice of what the type of feedback they want really kind of puts the burden on them to kind of ask for the critical feedback they need. And then I think kind of the last thing is don't pit nice versus critical in the way you talk about feedback. Think about it in terms of specific and general, and then along kind of another axis, do you want that feedback to be things you should do more of, or the feedback of the types of things you should do less of? And if it's the latter, what should you be doing instead? I think one of the mistakes we often make is not telling people how to replace kind of the bad behaviors with the good. And once you have this kind of framework of general, specific, more of, less of, people are just much more comfortable giving this type of feedback and also getting this type of feedback. So I think kind of following those guidelines is useful.
I was going to make a corny joke about how great you are, but I decided to swallow it.
I had a joke about how, like, we know what it's like when we're in a relationship with someone, and imagine you're in therapy and, you know, your therapist says to you, why haven't you been having sex with your partner very much? And you say, well, I really don't like it when they do that thing in bed. Well, have you ever told them you don't like that thing? Well, no, that's uncomfortable. That's really stressful and awkward. Mm. Well, how long have they been doing it? Well, for 20 years. So you go all this time without giving someone feedback. You create kind of this dynamic in the relationship. It's really hard to change once you've kind of set the stage for this lack of feedback.
Tessa West is a professor of psychology at New York University. Tessa, thank you.
Thank you so much.